USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal investigators on Wednesday seized cell phones and computers from Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and presidential lawyer. Rudy's son, Andrew Giuliani, called it nothing but politics.
If this can happen to the former president's lawyer, this can happen to any American. Enough is enough. The only piece of evidence that they did not take up there today was the only piece of incriminating evidence that is in there. And it does not belong to my father. It belongs to the current president's son.
The FBI reportedly refused to take the hard drive belonging to President Biden's son, Hunter, with suspected incriminating evidence on the Biden family. Officials have canceled mandatory evacuation orders from a wildfire in the Castaic area. That's northwest of downtown Los Angeles, California. About 2 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, the L.A. County Fire Department posted on Twitter the North Fire had grown to 650 acres with 0% containment. The cause is still under investigation. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden, in his first address to a nearly empty joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
If we act to save the planet, we can create millions of jobs and economic growth and opportunity to raise the standard of living almost everyone around the world. If you'd watched any of it and you were all busy, I'm sure you didn't have much time. That's what virtually every nation said, even the ones that aren't doing their fair share.
Republican Senator Tim Scott disputes Biden's claim that the new Georgia voting laws are Jim Crow laws.
The state of Georgia passed a law that expands early voting, preserves no-excuse mail-in voting, and despite what the president claimed, did not reduce election day hours. If you actually read this law, it's mainstream. It will be easier to vote early in Georgia than in Democrat-run New York. But the left doesn't want you to know that. They want people virtue signaling by yelling about a law they haven't even read.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More takeaways from President Biden's speech Wednesday night in Washington. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Joe Biden made the first major address of his presidency Wednesday night before a joint session of Congress. In the speech, he laid out his legislative agenda, calling for action on infrastructure, gun control, and police reform. He also urged Congress to work on those issues in a bipartisan manner.
I wanted to lay out before the Congress my plan before we got into the deep discussions. I'd like to meet with those who have ideas that are different, they think are better. I welcome those ideas.
During the Republican response to the speech, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said the president's policies have done more to pull the nation further apart.
He promised to unite a nation, to lower the temperature, to govern for all Americans, no matter how we voted. This was the pitch. You just heard it again. But our nation is starving for more than empty platitudes. We need policies and progress that brings us closer together. But 3 months in, the actions of the president and his party are pulling us further and further apart.
Biden's speech was in front of a nearly empty chamber as lawmakers continue to struggle with COVID-19. Federal prosecutors executed a search warrant Wednesday at the apartment of Rudy Giuliani, advancing an investigation into former President Trump's personal lawyer and his dealings with Ukraine. Authorities seized Giuliani's electronic devices during the early morning searches at both his home and law office. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.